What's up, y'all? Welcome back to IQ Knowledge Junkie Podcast. It's KJ, and today I'm going to speak on progress. You know, when I first started writing, what I looked at as hope was the Steve Jobs quote that made me respect the process of progression. And that was when he said, life can be so much broader once you discover one simple fact. And that is knowing that everything around you that you call life was made up by people who are no smarter than you. And from that point on, I realized that these objects around me is valuable enough for me to purchase them. So why can't I create value for others to do the same thing with my products? And since I've came to a clear understanding about that, I haven't stopped creating since, you know. Also, I knew for sure that I couldn't forget the meaningful saying of you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been, because believe it or not, I remember not knowing what I wanted to do with my life, which was devastating because I wanted to be massively successful. But the key point of what I'm trying to say is that I knew my why, and my why was more important than any obstacle that I faced. And part of my why was just knowing that I'll immediately perish if I don't grasp the knowledge that's needed to help better my life. And that's a little success strategy that I've stole from many entrepreneurs who also master their craft. And the next thing, like, had I not studied those before me, like Jim Rohn, Les Brown, and Zig Ziglar, I probably would have fell victim to the slow progress is better than no progress mentality, which is absolutely true. But my three mentors that I previously mentioned, they helped me turn away from that way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? And that way of thinking was thinking that I had time to waste. And it also allowed me to believe in my creativity more, because I learned from Sylvia Plath that the worst enemy to creativity is self-doubt. And unfortunately, doubt was created by neglect, which was something that I overcame once realizing the consequences to it. You know, remember when I told y'all that Jim Rohn, he said, 1 week of neglect could cause you a year of repair. And honestly speaking, I knew for sure that I couldn't waste no time this year trying to catch up on something that I should have been disciplined at last year. And feel the last thing I want to speak on, you know. I learned from Ty Lopez. He said, the only thing you should invest in is expanding your creativity. I'm going to say that again. He said, the only thing you should invest in is expanding your creativity. And from that moment, I realized how I've been doing that exact same thing this whole time. I just couldn't find the words to categorize it. So now that I did, I plan on continually doing the same thing just because it seems more logical. You know, people who really support you will buy the content that they feel is useful. And what do you do while creating? You know what I'm saying? You be useful. And feel the last thing I want to speak on. Unfortunately, I became so immune to the struggle to the point where I rarely realized that I was growing. You know, the original quote said, if there's no struggle, there's no progress. And not saying that I was struggling effectively, I had a roof over my head. It's just the food aspect of it. And I survive off strictly noodles some days and oatmeal on other days. You know, by me being a man, something wouldn't allow me to call and ask anybody for help. I tell you no word to lie. On the days that I prayed and asked God for a meal, other than that, I ate out of the ordinary. And someone will always come through with a plate of food for me, which allowed me to see the progress of my prayers and the genuine help of others. And the last thing I want to speak on, you know, once I stopped expecting others to do for me what I was able to do for myself is when I noticed a drastic change in my work ethic, which I realized is what allowed me to depend on myself more, which I believe is what makes me not afraid of failing over and over again until I succeed. Because in all reality, I had no one to blame for my personal development skills but myself. And that was something that I've preached about in my books and my recent podcasts. And that's all I had to speak on today. On the next episode, I'll speak on vision. I just want to appreciate everybody for listening. It's KJ. Word up.